Hi, welcome to WebCamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today we are going to talk about Orchard CMS. We're here with Sebastian Ross, who is an engineer on the team. I think he has a message he wants to throw out there.
Bonjour maman, bonjour chérie.
Cool.
Yeah, monetary stuff, you know.
Nice. Hey, Dad. So we're gonna say it our fams. What we're going to talk about today is Orchard. Last week, the Orchard team released a new version. I think it's 1.5.
1.5,
yes. 1.5. And we're going to talk about some of the new features available in the 1.5 release of Orchard. Probably get you up to speed in some of the stuff that you may have missed in the 1.4 release. And then we're going to talk about how easy it is to push Orchard to Microsoft Windows Azure websites. With that, I'm going to kind of turn it over to Sebastian, let him get started and tell us all the goodness that's available in Orchard now.
So we released 1.5. It's not, you can see it on the website yet. We will update it soon. Brand new stuff, bug fixes, among the new stuff, content item permissions, new navigation, admin placement for editing the placement of content types on the dashboard. So all stuff that was asked by the community. It's very community-driven, so community-driven release and bug fixes. So great release for us and for the users.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's dive right in. Show us some of the new stuff.
Yep.
Show us how to do some stuff.
So you can get Orchard by two different ways. So getting the drops that we release every release or enlisting to the source code. So if you want to get Orchard, the simplest way is to, well, not simplest way, the most straightforward way is to get it from the Codeplex website, because everything we do is hosted open source on Codeplex. So you can get it from downloads, or you could also go to the WebPI gallery from Azure itself or from WebMatrix, and it will get everything you need from the latest version into your computer very easily using WebMatrix. So what I will do is I will use WebMatrix to open a project. I already downloaded on my laptop. So I will just open it with it like that. Open as a site, and I go to my desktop, and I have it there, this one. So this is just a copy of the download that I got from the Codeplex website. There I open the folder, and that's it. The only thing I have to do now is to say run, and let's run Orchard. So it's starting IIS Express and starting the application. First time I go to Orchard, it wants to set it up. So let's do a WebCamp TV website and a password. And I have two choices. Either I want to use SQL Server C or a SQL Server itself or Express. I use SQL Server C, it's better for demos, and finish it up. So what's happening now, it's just loading the default setup, the default recipe, what we call a recipe, which means every step needed to install Orchard locally. So it's done. I have a website with some default content. You don't care usually about this content, so you will remove everything, but it's a nice setup. And so what I can do now, I can browse the website. I just have one web page, but I want to show you new stuff. So I will show you how you can use Orchard easily then with the new stuff. So for instance, let's say you want to create a website on a WebCamp TV with some news. So I could create pages, but from a content editor perspective, that's not very easy. So I will create a new content types by going to content and content types and create a new type. I will call it news. And what I can do with a new content type is plug some behavior, already existing behavior, or behavior we can get from the gallery, from any outside module. So here I just want a title and a body for news. So let's save it. A title meaning I want to give a title, and the body some content, some HTML content to this news so I can display it. And you see parts, I have the body part that I just created and a title part. The command is just some common metadata. And with just that, I can go and create some news, like create a news here and say setting up Orchard. New Orchard website, okay, and the title I got, the body, and now I can just publish it. And that's it, so I have a new news, so if I go to the content tab, now I get my news and I can view it. So it works. The main issue you will see here is that the UR is not really SEO friendly. So what you want to do is to be able to provide your own URL. So to do that, there is a part for that in Orchard, a module which does that. So I will just plug it to the website, to the news content item. So I go to content and content types, and I will edit this news type and just say I will add a new part, which is the auto route. The auto route is able to give automatically a nice route to a content item. So now if I go back to my news and I edit it, okay, you will see it will set up, if I save it, it's using a default pattern, which is take the title and make it a nice URL. So now I have a nice URL setting up Orchard. So it's published, and I can go to content, and if I view it, I fix the typo later, sorry.
Nice.
And now I have the setting up Orchard. Okay.
Cool.
But maybe you want more fine-grained URLs. So like, let's say you want to get the full date inside the URL because you prefer it in terms of SEO. You just go to content again on the same type, and we'll define a custom rule, a custom pattern to get a nice URL. So here is just going to the settings for this part, and let me save it to see the default one. Okay, and go back to edit. It will generate one automatically. And now you see it was content.slug. So here what I can do is just say I want to insert a date. So let's say content.date.format. And then I can provide a specific format like year, months, and day, and slash the slug. So now if I save and I go back to my content item, edit, and I remove this one because I want to generate it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit save. You see now I have a nice URL using the format I defined. So you can customize everything you want in SEO. That's just one functionality of Orchard, but what makes it very powerful to your custom websites
mm-hmm.
and SEO.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me show you the new stuff in Orchard. This was existing already in 1.4, but very nice to emphasize on that. So
cool.
Now let's say I want to show it on my menu. So in 1.5, we have a brand new navigation system. If you remember the one on 1.4, it was really simple, too simple maybe. So mm-hmm. this one is using drag and drop stuff. So let's say I want to add a new link to my content. Let's see if I publish it. It's published, publish draft. Okay, so I go to navigation and I can add a new link like that. Just say, okay, I want to add a link to on my menu to an existing content item. So let's browse for it. That's new also in 1.5. That's a content picker. You can search for your content directly. So right now it's just displaying the latest content, but you can also have a search pane with a search module. Very nice from the admin. And here, let's select this one. Okay. Save.
Cool.
Got it. And if I go now on the website, you see I have a new menu directly here. And what's nice with this menu, with this navigation module, is that I can take it and move it around, like under the home page. I save all, and I go back to my website. Oh, it's there. Yeah, it's under home. So you can handle the whole hierarchy, and also several menu items, several menus, and create widgets of menus everywhere you want, like a second level menu item or things like that.
Nice.
So that's all about navigation. There is also a new brand new feature about content item permissions. So before 1.5, you could define permission and content types like every page or every section of a site. Now you can define it on a single content item for what you want. So let's say I create a new page, a private page, like private stuff. This is confidential. And let's save it. Publish. So right now it's published, so anyone can go to my private stuff. So if I go to my website and I type private stuff, I can access it even if I'm signed out. So what I want to do is to be able to make it private, like at least for authenticated users. So I go to dashboard, and it's a module. The content item permission module is shipped there, so let's find for it, and content item permission, I enable it. And now there is a new feature in Orchard, which is a content item permission part that I can put on my content types to secure it. Hmm. So let's go on the content types and the pages. And as I did for AutoRoute, I can do it now with the content permissions. And by doing that, when I go to my content and I edit any page, I will have a new section called here Content Item Access Control. And if I say yes, I want to handle access control here. So this screen can be customized, but here what I just want to do is say no, anonymous users don't want to see or mm-hmm. are not allowed to see it. So I published again. And if I go to my website and I go here, I should still be able to see it because I'm authenticated. If I sign out, I have no access to it. Okay, it's protected. So that's a brand new feature in Orchard, content item level permissions.
That's a great feature.
Yep.
That's awesome.
One of the most requested features. So mm-hmm. again, driven by the community.
Cool.
Another one that we shipped with 1.5 is the ability to create custom forms. The main usage of custom forms is creating a contact form. Mm-hmm. So you want to be able to receive a mail from external users to contact you on your website. So that's the main goal of using custom forms. So how to do it? Again, it's a module, custom forms, I enable it. And what it just takes is creating a new content type, which will serve as a form for my front-end users. Hmm. So I just go to content, like I create in news, I will create a type called custom form. Oh, sorry, contact form. Yeah.
Cool.
And this contact form, I will just add nothing as a part like this. I will add fields. So a field is just some data that you can enter to any content type. And here, what I want to do is I want to add a subject to my contact form. And this will be here a text field. And you see you have access to lots of type of fields.
Nice.
And I save it. And I also want to add a message and also a text field. But this one will be bigger than the subject field. So in the settings on my message field, I can say I want it to be a text area. You have different size available, mm-hmm. different behaviors, but yeah, this one is there. And oh, please send us a message. Just some help text for the users. So I save it. And what I will also do, I will prevent the editors from editing that. I don't want to make it creatable, meaning it won't appear here in the new items. But yet I can use it in the forms to create a new public form based on that. So I will add a new custom form and call it Contact Us. And I want this form to be based on the contact form content type I just created. I want to save the content item. This is interesting because now you can, with also the custom forms module, you can allow external users to provide content that will be draft. For instance, it could be already published, mm-hmm. that will be draft, and that you can review and publish. So you can create a nice community with your website to allow people to create content on your website.
Nice.
Here, I just want to save it for further processing. But I could just say when it's created, when it's submitted, just send an email, execute a rule on that one to do whatever you want. So this I will save because I want to save my messages. And I will also write a message to my user. So thanks for contacting us.
So can you specify what happens with the data collected in that form? Like it goes into a database or it goes in an email?
Yes.
Okay.
So actually you just say, does it go to the database or not?
Okay.
And whatever, you can create a rule with the rules module, which will be triggered on the contact form submission.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this rule can imply an event, which is send an email.
Okay.
And you can customize entirely the email because it's the rule module from Orchard,
nice.
Which was released in 1.42. So I publish my form, or let me put it on the menu, so contact us directly from the content item and publish it. So now if I go to my website, I see my contact us page. And then this is a form, subject and message. So I can say, hi, a nice website. So as a user, when I will submit it, I would be given a nice message, thanks for contacting mm-hmm. us. And this one can also be customized with contextual data from the form too. And so what happened as a website administrator, if I go back to forms and to my contact us form, I can see there is a link here, submissions. And I can see all the submissions for this form, like this one, submitted 17 seconds ago. And I, nice website. And if I want, I can publish it. In case it's not a contact form, but like right. a blog post, a news item, I could right. reuse the news to show it to the end user and they could provide news. I would just validate them.
Nice.
So like a publishing workflow. So maybe you also don't want everyone to be able to send items with a contact form. You want to provide it, to right. Protect it. So what you need, for instance, is anti-spam stuff. Like first thing we can do is go to modules and enable the anti-spam. So the anti-spam module goes with three different features, again in 1.5, which are anti-spam filters like Akismet or TypePad, mm-hmm. okay, just to filter based on words, mm-hmm. content of the message. Mm-hmm. And you can also use a reCAPTCHA, anti-spam, where is it? Anti-spam is this module, okay? And when I enable it, I have a new reCAPTCHA part that I can attach to my content type too, which will display a nice reCAPTCHA. So let me show it to you. Good contact form, this one. Again, adding a part, this one. This time it will be the reCAPTCHA one. And you see I also have a spam filter, which will use Akismet or TypePad filter. And I also have the submission limit part, which will let you define how many submissions you want per like hour, second, month, whatever. Like,
gotcha.
I don't want more than 10 submissions per second. That there must be an issue.
Right.
Okay. You can do it like with a part too.
It's so, obviously a robot.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So here I have a reCAPTCHA, and in the settings I will put some keys here. If I can find them here, publicly.
So I assume that the reCAPTCHA will use like an external service to validate and all that.
Yeah, here reCAPTCHA is the Google service, but okay. you can use any service you want.
Cool.
And my private key. If I don't do that, it won't work. So
right.
that will be useless. Oh, this one and private key here.
Nice.
So I just save it. So now I updated my news item. If I go to my contact form. So if I go to contact us, yep. Yeah. The reCAPTCHA is there, okay? And now it will be protected. So yeah, there will be an ugly because I didn't theme the website, but at least it's prevented, okay? So
nice.
it does the job.
Nice.
You can customize it if you want. And so that's, I think, all about the new feature in 1.5. Lots of bug fixes and little oddities fixed too. Like you also get, for instance, where is my website? You also get nice colors if you go to content, like even odd stuff, background and overlays,
nice.
Just stuff that you will notice if you use the previous versions.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever built an Orchard blog before, I know that prior to Microsoft, I did a lot of stuff with Orchard. I had a couple of different customers that used it pretty effectively. And I remember one of the things that I had to do was to build a module because somebody wanted a contact form on their Orchard site. You just did that in a couple of seconds. I remember it took me a couple of days to figure out how to build a module, to actually build the module, test it and all that stuff and get it integrated with their blog. I can imagine this has been a big time community request for the past couple of years.
There was a module on the gallery too. Right? Some people had difficulties to setting up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make it and make it extensible. And actually an event that some guy came to me and say, oh, we are missing a nice custom forms module.
Right.
I want to create custom forms. How would you do it? And we discussed, design it, and okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks after, we added. So
that's awesome.
So that's just about community feedback and what you need, and let's do it.
Nice. I love it. I mean, that would have made my life a lot easier about a year ago. That would have been fantastic. Well, now that we've got a site and we've got it working and we create a custom form, how hard is it to publish an Orchard CMS out to Windows Azure websites?
A few clicks. Let's try it.
Let's give it a shot.
So I have WebMetrics here, okay, and my website wasn't with it, so mm-hmm. I can use the web deploy stuff from WebMetrics to go on Azure.
Cool.
So here is the new Azure website portal,
mm-hmm.
And to create a website is just a, let's click on new website and let's create a quick website, blank website. Let's call it Webcamp TV.
It might be gone.
It's free.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
good.
Great. I have it now, yeah.
Nice.
So it should be done in a few seconds. And then the next step is to download the publishing profile. Mm-hmm. This profile is just a nice XML file. Okay, that contains every information I need from WebMatrix to deploy stuff. So here, download publish profile. So it gives me a file which is saved in my downloads folder, webcamtv.azure websites. And from here, if I just say publish, it will tell me, oh, import publish settings. So I can say downloads and webcamtv. Okay? Okay, everything is there. Save it. And yes, so it just asks for checking compatibility with the hosting provider. It will work.
Yeah.
Azure is compatible.
Yes. We do know that it's compatible. There's another way, if you're interested, to install an Orchard CMS blog without having to use WebMatrix or anything else. If you go to, if we go back to the portal real quick, if you go back to that new menu and you do new website and then you say from gallery, if you scroll down in that, you'll actually see the Orchard CMS is one of the options in the online app gallery. But you can also pull it down if you want to build your site locally, customize your theme locally and all that stuff. You can use WebMatrix for that if you want. So, and that's what we've done in this particular context. But see how the publish is going. Is it on its way?
Yeah, I just detected changes, so cool. I just then continue and say, okay, push everything you need. And it should take a few seconds.
Okay.
Not 1 minute. Few seconds.
Just a few seconds.
Well, almost 1 minute.
Cool.
But so Orchard comes with a lot of source files because it handles dynamic compilation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can see that going. It will push everything you have locally. It's about 28 megabytes.
Okay.
So and it also depends on your bandwidth.
Right.
Let's test the bandwidth here.
We have pretty good bandwidth here, but while we're waiting for that to upload, you see it's going pretty quick. I think we might have the Orchard Harvest. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
So Orchard Harvest is an event that we are setting up for next few months, like exactly for the 8th and 9th of September. This event will be hosted in Santa Monica. So we will have a website soon for you to register on that event. And it will be awesome if you have done any work on Orchard to go there. It's not a big event, but for Orchard it's big. This is the first one, and we hope it will grow fast and every year based on the community.
Nice,
and
nice.
Hope to see you there. And it's published.
Cool.
So
good stuff.
I just click on the link.
There we go.
Here we go.
We're published and we're live.
Yeah, I have my contact form too.
Cool. And there's our contact form that I'll get up.
I didn't give the permissions to the anonymous users to file it, so it's no more. That's the security by default.
Okay.
You can file forms if you're not allowed to, and by default we don't do for anonymous users.
Oh, okay.
So let's authenticate, and I should have access to it. And here we go.
Nice. Okay. Now we're good.
And my submenu items.
Awesome. Well, if there's anything else you want to throw out there, got the new release out.
No, I think we'll meet in 2 weeks to make the new release,
okay.
Or every month, something like that. Yeah, we have in the pipe, we have a 1.6 release, so next version, based on performance stuff and upgrading to an Hibernate 3 using AWS cache and moving to MVC4.
Nice.
So all the new bits that we can find on open source community, integrate them.
Nice. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate your time. I'm a long-time Orchard user. My blog is running Orchard, has been running Orchard for a long time. I recently published it out to Windows Azure websites once we went to preview mode, so you can see that there it is. And that's actually it's probably not going to load the tweets now, but this is actually using a theme that I customized. I think it's called The Pool, and I guess the JavaScript isn't going to load the tweets, but I've been using it for a long time. I actually love the product. I've been very happy with it. And for the most part, haven't had any complaints unless I had to actually build a custom form, which now I can do using 1.5. So that'll be awesome. But it looks like my tweets aren't going to load. But you've probably seen my tweets pretty active recently anyway. So, but you can see that in just a couple of minutes, we got a new site started, deployed it to Azure. I've seen some of the new great features of Orchard 1.5 and talked about some of the features that are going to be coming. Keep a watch for Orchard Harvest, because then you can actually go to a conference and learn from some of the experts and find out what's coming down the pipe. Until next time, thanks a lot for watching, and have a great day.